10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Running south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town. And without further ado, Aging Info Radio. Your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. I am Sue Z. Zawacki, your host. And if you've just tuned in for the first time to our show, welcome. I appreciate you listening. Well, every week I invite expert guests on to talk about a whole plethora of diverse topics that keep us moving forward on our aging journey. And I've learned that works best if you do your homework with all life-changing events that you may be taking on. And if you do not do your homework, chances are much greater that the stress culprit will come in and wreak havoc on your life. Well, in fact, one of the six stressors in life is moving. Yes, buying or selling your home is a whole lot of kit and caboodle details that work out so much better if you are way ahead of the game and prepared. And that is why I highly recommend my guests today. They are what I call my real estate winning trifecta. Yes, my expert guests today are Mark Rantis, your senior real estate concierge. He is representing Keller Williams Realty and Rantis Property Group, and attorney Stan Chaya for all your real estate legalities, and mortgage banker Sergio Giangrande at People's Home Home Equity. And I promise you today, these three guys will teach you, and yes, you will learn. Well, welcome, Mark.
Hey, Sue, how are you?
Great. And Stan?
Glad to be back, Sue.
And yep. Sergio, welcome all of you to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue.
Well, here we are. We're moving into a time of year. A beautiful springtime is only a certain amount of days away, finally. But it also opens up the real estate market. So I'd like to know what is going on in, you know, the trends for 2016 that you're seeing, or what's going on in the real estate world?
It's kind of funny. Everybody waits for the spring market, yet with the mild winter we've had, it's kind of a myth. People are still buying and selling, but you haven't really seen a slowdown.
So not at all.
Not really. I mean, over the holidays you do, but the inventory is pretty high. So, and with rates low, you're starting to see a lot more activity.
So that's a myth that gets thrown completely out the window.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
People still need to move even over the wintertime.
Right. Well, I always say, you know, if you move in, sometimes moving in January is a great time of year because you have to stay inside more because of the weather. So it's a great time to organize your house and your move and all that. So right. I've never thought that weather really affects it. Now, I'm sure, Sergio, with you doing mortgages, do you see a trend here?
No, I agree with Mark. I see that it's been pretty steady. What I do see is there's a lot of pre-approvals out there, and I have a lot of pre-approvals that are looking for properties. Obviously, a lot of homeowners think that there is a trend and they haven't listed yet. They think that coming up the spring market, that's a good time to list. Well, I have to agree with Mark that they probably would get some activity at this point if they were to list now.
Right now.
Because we do have some pre-approvals out there and some buyers that are looking and they're not finding exactly what they're looking for yet.
Well, if you want to list your home, Mark Rantis, his phone number is 847-606-5272. And Stan, you must see also trends here in the marketplace doing the legalities of real estate and more.
Yes, the biggest trend that I've seen is that the market finally, after, you know, 8 years, has returned to a quote unquote normal real estate market. You know, since 2007, the vast majority of people in the marketplace were doing short sales or were experiencing foreclosure. And it's nice to see that turnaround now that the market has finally improved to the point where most of the deals out there now are regular non-short sale, non-foreclosure transactions. So that's the biggest trend that I've seen.
So hopefully we'll stay on a steady course and gradually go up.
I hope so.
Hopefully the market We don't see what we saw in 2007. Now, Mark, you are a senior real estate concierge, and I have gotten to know your winning trifecta here. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, let's explain what that really means to our listeners out there, because when you start to take on buying or selling a home, it can really, it depends, you know, who you have really that has your back.
Right. It's, so the Cliff Note version is in 08 and 09, we had to move my dad from home to a nursing home without a clue. And just moving just to a regular from a large house to a small house or the other way around has a lot of stress and anxiety added to it. And you add all the other components about what do you do with all the stuff. So if you're going to downsize, you're moving from, let's say, 3,000 square feet down to 1,400, you can't take it all with you.
Right.
So to me, life is short. And what I've done is built a team of allied partners in every category that families can tap into to help them do all those other things so they can spend time with their family and do things they enjoy doing and let the professionals do the rest.
Well, that definitely takes a burden off, especially if somebody's lived in a house for years.
Well, yeah, most people that are downsizing have lived there from, let's say, 20 to 40 years. So either that was their first home they've never sold, or when they sold it a home before, we're in a completely different world than back then, as far as the legalities, the documents we use now, just everything's changed.
Yeah. What do you think some of the biggest challenges they face are?
The first thing is people always think their home is worth more than it is. That's the biggest piece.
Okay.
Is being able to team up with the right people to price it right and be strategically positioned, not just on your price, but also have the right marketing plan and all the other components. You know, when they're going to purchase, you need, and that's why, you know, Sergio is so awesome what he does. They pre-approve people to the nines. I mean, you know, they go through all the docs, they go through all their information, make sure that, look, you're a sound buyer. Here's what you're approved to. The buyer gets to make the decision on, okay, what do I want to spend? You know, so they're being told everything they need to know so they don't live above their means.
Which is so important, especially with mortgages today because of the regulations from Freddie and Fannie. And I mean, it's definitely become a lot tighter in getting a mortgage.
Agreed.
Do you see that?
Yes. And obviously for those who are either moving up or moving down, the biggest hurdle that we have is people not getting pre-approved. So I would highly agree on the first step. Once Mark goes through the initial process of listing the property, is getting the pre-approval, getting all your documents together, getting those over, reviewing them all and seeing exactly what we need to do to get you to that next step.
Well, Stan, you probably see this. The process could be a lot easier, but a lot of times that's not the case. And do you see this because someone didn't do their homework, as I started out my show saying that?
You know, there's a variety of reasons, but a couple of the biggest reasons that I've encountered are, number one, if you haven't sold a home in a number of years, the process now is drastically different than it was in years past. And a lot of people are not aware of how much longer it can take for the entire process, how much documentation has to be submitted, all the different changes to the real estate contracts that have been made. So what we like to do is, you know, when we get a new client, is we like to really walk them through the process from start to finish to kind of give them an idea and a time frame of what to expect, how long it's going to take, some of the potential bumps in the road so that they don't get too nervous or too upset about it throughout the process, so that they know what to expect and they're prepared.
Yeah, I think all of these variables that you've talked about, it just eliminates the stress of buying or selling, especially as I talked about, Mark, for somebody that's elderly, in downsizing their home and getting rid of valuables. And maybe it's just creating the next generation that's minimalist.
Well, yeah. I mean, the biggest piece is this entire process of this business is all psychological. I mean, people are so emotionally attached. And that's the other reason why everyone, you know, I've put all this money into my home and we lived here for 30 years. What I try to explain to people to deal with the stress is say, look, all the memories are in your heart and in your mind and on photographs and videos. This is four walls, a roof, and a foundation. You can take all of those memories with you to your next place and let another family enjoy all the time that you had in this house. And let somebody else do that too. That sometimes helps them it helps them ease through the process better.
Well, I think, too, is finding a new home could be so exciting. I mean, it would meet more of their needs where they're at, whatever place they're at on their aging journey or in their life. And I think that really matters. So to become really excited about what's next, and like you said, take those memories with you in your heart and mind and on photographs and videos.
Well, and it's also financially smart because we're in a world now where people are outliving their money.
Yes.
And when people realize, hey, I don't need this big house anymore, let's downsize to something smaller and cut our expenses in half. Less taxes, less maintenance. It just makes sense.
Well, I'm here with my winning real estate trifecta, and Mark Rantis's website is rantispropertygroup.com, 847-606-5272. Coming up next, we're going to talk about common pitfalls to avoid when buying or selling your home, all right here on Aging Info Radio.
Reject the notion that when people age, they're no longer active or productive. Embrace the revolutionary concept of senior living with Bright Oaks Group. A researched new approach to elder care, Bright Oaks differs from other senior communities. We believe all people possess potential no matter our age. Only a handful of master suites are available at the state-of-the-art Bright Oaks community in Aurora. Reserve your suite today. Call 630-892-8800 or visit brightoaksgroup.com to see what senior living can be in Chicagoland.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center. 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Bright Oaks is a different approach to aging and senior living. These communities focus on embracing each day to the fullest, celebrating the individual and supporting each other as they continue to grow and engage. Visit brightoaksgroup.com for more information, and their newest community is opening in Aurora very soon. You want to be at brightoaksgroup.com because growing up or growing old is optional. Well, we are talking about real estate today, and no matter what your age or stage is in life, you want to have this team. They are my real estate winning trifecta team of Mark Ranta, Stan Chaya, and Sergio Giangrande, and they cover the whole kit and caboodle, set you up so that the whole process is stress-free. Right, Mark?
You got it.
Okay, well, let's talk about the elephant in the room. There are pitfalls. I mean, with every real estate transaction, whether you're selling or buying, you can run into things that you never saw coming.
Right.
So what do you see here?
So one of the things that the three of us have talked about at long length is how do we bulletproof the transaction? Meaning so many times when we go under contract on either a buy or a sell, things come up that are completely out of your control, and it's like, okay, how do we learn from that so that that doesn't happen again? You know, but there's certain things. Buyers will always try to take a second bite of the apple from the inspection. You know, as far as pitfall, that's probably one of the things where, you know, maybe somebody does a minor inspection prior to going on the market to make sure they take care of a lot of things so they don't get nickel and dimed afterward. The surgeon does such a robust pre-approval, when he hands a buyer back to me, it's on autopilot. I don't even have to think about it. I know they're approved. Where I've had other lenders where they didn't do all their due diligence, and then, oh, we missed this document, or, oh, you know, your credit on this particular score wasn't as good as we thought it was. And, you know, those are some pitfalls we come across.
What about listings? When a property is listed, or like the seller says, oh, no, I'm getting top dollar, because you said that's one of the downfalls with people listing, is they think their home is worth more than it is. So if they do list it and the mortgage, the appraisal doesn't come in full price, that gap has to either be renegotiated or they have to be approved for it, correct?
Correct. I think one of the things that you can do is, well, number one, price it right the first time. Mm-hmm. And that's a discussion we have at the table before we even go on. You know, the appraiser has to appraise it out. If that does happen, I mean, their loan is based upon the appraised value, not the sell price. So there is a renegotiation.
So you recommend getting an appraisal from the get-go?
No. I do a market evaluation. I mean, I'm selling at 99% of list to sell. Mm-hmm. So I've been pretty good with knowing the market. But at the end of the day, you know, and Sergio can attest, when the appraisal comes in below, that's not a fun conversation we have to have with everybody.
Yeah, you have to backpedal. That's the stress element. That's when it's not smooth sailing, correct?
And then Stan gets to send the letter.
Well, at least you're the one
and I get to talk to clients off the ledge too. the issue that we run into, at least with the appraisals, is it's a very psychological issue. If you're under contract for a certain price and then the house appraises for less, in theory, the buyer could still proceed at the original contract price. They would just have to get a lower loan and have to bring more money to the table. But the psychological impact is devastating, because the buyer thinks in their head right away, well, if the lender appraised it at this price, then I'm overpaying for it. So sometimes you have to talk the buyers through the issue, the process. And normally what happens is you try to get the seller to drop the price to meet the appraised value. Most of the time it works out, but sometimes it doesn't, and the deal has to get canceled because the parties can't come to an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other pitfalls that I've seen a lot, and something that's very kind of prevalent, or at least will go with our kind of listeners, is when somebody is downsizing and they're trying to make plans for, you know, moving into a different home, a smaller home, you have to make sure that the clients, the sellers, are aware of how much money they're actually going to clear from their sale. Because many times when people will list their property and then they accept an offer, in their mind, they have a certain number as to what they're going to clear from the sale, and they don't take into account all of the costs involved.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we try to do is, right away when we get those clients, when the contract comes in from Mark, let's say on the sales side, is we'll go over all the closing costs with the sellers right away.
Well, there's so many variables that can show up, and I'm sure in the area of mortgages, Sergio, you see this with all the restrictions or the way that the loans are different, or just finding out now that, yes, they don't ask for blood and DNA, but they do want your fingerprints at the closing because of fraud.
That is correct, and Stan could
elaborate
that,
a little more on that.
Yeah, the fingerprint is actually in Cook County. Anytime there's a D transfer, they do require the fingerprint.
Yeah, it's a regulation that's been around for a few years now. The purpose of the regulation was to try to prohibit or prevent fraud from occurring with people transferring properties that they didn't own. And believe it or not, in Cook County, for years, that was a fairly common issue, where people would convey real estate that they didn't actually own.
Called fraud. Now, being a mortgage banker, which is different from a bank or a mortgage broker.
That's correct.
Now, you see, like I was talking about, all the restrictions.
Yes.
What do you see as some of the biggest pitfalls with mortgages that, you know, that happen?
So with our listeners, I see some of the biggest pitfalls is documenting all that's going on in the transactions. For example, source of down payment, large deposits. Sometimes there's transactions where we see the borrowers possibly selling a property and having a large deposit. or somebody in the family, some type of inheritance, just making sure that you have all the documentation regarding any of those deposits or any income that you're getting. Obviously, a lot of our listeners get either pensions or some type of Social Security benefits. So keeping your award letters and keeping your tax documentation, that's all very important, because a lot of that is what makes it go smooth right off the bat.
I'm sure with technology, too, it's a lot easier than it was years ago.
It is. It is. And yeah. A lot of lenders out there are just happy to have the deal, and they don't do their due diligence right off the bat, and they're not requesting those documents as a pre-approval. They're just waiting till they go in their transaction, and that's just wrong. Just get all the documentation off the bat.
Well, that's where the stress comes in, when people are led down the wrong road, where they say, oh, you're pre-approved, and then you get to the closing or you get to really finding something that you want to buy, and then the mortgage banker or broker or bank says, sorry, we need this or we need that, and it all falls through.
That's correct, and that'll also put in a delay on a transaction, which nobody ever likes.
No.
Nope.
And then Stan's got to send another letter.
well, one of the issues that I run into relatively frequently these days is that a lot of times lenders are not notified of all the details of the transaction. And what I mean by that is lenders go by what's in the contract in terms of closing cost credits, real estate tax credits, so on and so forth. A lot of times those credits are renegotiated during the attorney approval process, but then the lender is not notified of that change. And then you get to closing, and you're telling the lender, the buyer's supposed to be getting a $6,000 closing cost credit, but the contract only reflects a $3,000 credit. Mm-hmm. And the lender's finding out about this at the closing table, and that creates a big issue.
And that's why the winning trifecta, the real estate winning trifecta, is right here. You've got Mark handling the property. You've got Stan doing the law and Sergio the loan. I mean, those are the three. That's the foundation of buying and selling.
Right.
Right there. Now, what about buyer or sellers that want to self-fund the loan? What's your view on this, Sergio? Like a seller says, we'll sell you the house. We'll self-fund it for you.
Meaning that they'll keep the financing on it?
Yes. What's your view on that?
It's very risky. Obviously, individuals are not in business to make loans. Obviously, that's what the banks are there for. It's a big risk, because even banks aren't in the business to own real estate, just like we're not in the business to, as an individual, to lend. So it's kind of like you're doing someone else's job, and you're taking on a risk that what goes with doing the seller financing is something that they're not going to want to deal with come in the future.
Don't do it. You want to call Mark Rantis and get his winning trifecta team involved at 847-606-5272. All three of my guests, their website will be posted at agingradio.com. We're going to talk about a movie that just came out during the holidays, and it's called The Big Short. Stan's going to give us his feedback on it, and we're going to learn more about my winning trifecta on real estate coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's south suburbs, Will and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing and home health comparison grids, with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check? paycheck going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor and Associates free seminar. You'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat. Call now.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit AlternativesForSeniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or AlternativesForSeniors.com.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantisprop.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, nothing is impossible, just some things are less likely than others. Well, I'm here today with Mark Rantis, Stan Chia, and Sergio Giangrande. They are the real estate winning trifecta. They will help you buy or sell your home. Get all the T's dotted or T's crossed and I's dotted and help make your life so much easier. The person to call is Mark Rantis at 847-606-5272. Stan, we were talking about The Big Short. It is a movie that came out in December, and I saw the movie, which left me in a big question mark. Lots of questions there. What do you think of the movie?
I thought the movie was phenomenal. It's definitely eye opening if you kind of want to gain an understanding of what led to the collapse in the real estate market. And most people would be pretty surprised as to what the real reason was for the collapse. I don't want to give away the movie, but the book, which I read also, and the movie are phenomenal. And it will definitely give you a much better understanding of what happened during the peak years of the real estate boom and how the greed on Wall Street led to the ultimate collapse in the real estate market.
I think it's such an interesting movie, and especially at the end when they said that 16 million people lost their homes and 8 million people lost their jobs. Or yes. That may have been vice versa. But it's definitely an interesting movie. And like you said, to give you an idea of what really went on with in 2007, 2008.
Yeah. Lower to middle class America took a pounding. And it really was at the hands of the investors in Wall Street.
Yeah. I mean, it's really sad to say that's and people thought that they were really getting the American dream.
Yeah, the American dream was definitely distorted, that's for sure. And most people have this notion that the old school notion of how lending works, that, you know, the bank lends its depositors money to clients and they hold the loans and they retain the risk. And the financial sector, the lending sector, is much more complex than what most people understand.
Maybe too complex.
It's definitely very complex. Took me a few times of going through that book and really reading it slowly to understand some of the financial products that were being offered to home buyers in the peak real estate boom.
Yeah. Well,
crazy.
Sergio, you do loans, and I'd like to know, I'm real curious, what type of loan would you recommend a senior citizen that, they're not employed, they're retired, and most of them, you said, can get a loan as long as they have some type of income?
Yes. So you don't necessarily have to be working to qualify for a mortgage. You have to be receiving income. Income could be coming from a retirement, a inheritance that you're still collecting on. It could be coming from Social Security, a pension. So as long as you're showing some type of income. And you don't necessarily, I know there's some regulations as far as accounting, how much you could claim or how much you could receive before claiming your tax returns. And as long as we prove that the income is there, that is what we truly need.
Now, with all three of you being in real estate, do you think all of these from 2008 till now, that all the regulations and the way that the systems are set up, even with the fingerprinting in Cook County, that it's all for the better? Do you see that?
I personally think it is. I mean, I'm in lending, and obviously the way that the restrictions are, I truly think the guidelines now are where they should be.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. I think what it does is it helps protect. I mean, it's kind of a pain in the butt, mm-hmm. all the red tape you have to go through. But at the end of the day, it protects the consumer on both ends, yeah. way more than it did before.
And I think now, after all these years and after the collapse that we saw, people are finally starting to make better financial decisions about the types of properties that they're purchasing.
You mean, and we learned the lessons?
Not everybody, but you know, people that were really hit hard by it. And you know, I see a lot of it because I was doing a lot of short sales over the last 7-8 years. Also, my brother handles bankruptcies. So you see people who had to go bankrupt, who lost their homes, who are now, you know, starting over. And a lot of people really learn from kind of the mistakes that were made in the past, and they're trying not to repeat those.
That's so important. I mean, when you really look at the really big picture, or go see the movie The Big Short, you think about the money that you are earning and how to better take care of it or invest it or know what you're doing. Like I said in the beginning of my show, what do you have to do? You have to do your homework, no matter where you're at in life, no matter what you're doing. Hey, we learned that young. Come on. Weren't you told? Who told you to do your homework?
Every teacher, our parents.
I don't think it ever goes away, do you?
No, never.
No, you got to do your homework. If you're not doing your homework, shame on you. And again, I'm with the Real Estate Winning Trifecta. You want to go to rantispropertygroup.com or call Mark at 847-606-5272. I'm going to find out about their proudest accomplishments in 2015, all coming up next. On Aging Info Radio, and of course, how they're going to expand that into 2016. We'll be right back.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers is the one place where Medicare-eligible seniors are treated like they are part of a family. GenCare provides a one-stop shop for all senior medical services, including compassionate primary care, on-site x-ray and imaging, prescription services, specialty care, and courtesy transportation for those who qualify. GenCare patients love their doctors. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center, 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com for more information.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's south suburbs, Will, and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing and home health comparison grids, with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
A revolutionary new kind of senior living, Bright Oaks is a firm departure from stagnant elder care. At Bright Oaks, we say, life happens here. We celebrate each moment as an opportunity for growth and joy, and each person as an active, participating member of our community. Only a handful of master suites are available at the state-of-the-art Bright Oaks community in Aurora. Reserve your suite today. Call 630-892-8800 or visit brightoaksgroup.com to see what senior living can be in Chicagoland.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Z. Zawacki.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And Gen Care Neighborhood Medical Centers focus in on their patients. They take time to get to know you as a person, providing extended time with doctors and their friendly staff. Gen Care has five convenient Chicagoland locations in Oak Lawn, Glenwood, Ashburn, Berwyn, and Jeffrey Manor, all to serve you better. Well, we are talking about real estate today, and I have the real estate winning trifecta here with me, Mark Rantis, your senior real estate concierge, Stan Chaya, your real estate attorney for all your legalities, and Sergio Giangrande, your mortgage banker at People's Home Equity. And all of three have really a lot of accomplishments for 2015. And we'll start with you, Mark. I'd like to know about those and where you're going to expand into this year.
So it was funny because you ended the last segment. Did we do our home? You know, you got to do your homework. And I think all of us do our homework at a high level, which has helped us grow. For me personally, last year I became a 2-year recipient of the Chicago Magazine 5-Star Award, which was a huge accomplishment because that's at random. They go out and seek you and do surveys on your past clients without you knowing. I was also elected by with Keller Williams. It's the largest real estate company in the world. I was elected by our region and my peers to be the rep for this region for the International Leadership Council, which is a huge thing. So I was very humbled by that. And I've grown my team. I've added some members to my team, and I intend this year to add more members. And the more people I add to the team, the better service we can provide and help more people.
What do you really say your success? I mean, you've sold a lot of houses last year.
Yeah.
Like, how many? Do you mind?
We served 42 families last year.
Which is a lot. I mean, you're a very busy guy. Not too busy to be called, though, right?
No. And that's why, you know, we're taught to grow the business and leverage through people, which is why I'm adding more people so we can still provide the same level of service. So it's just about adding more people.
Yeah, I think, too, people tell people about, you know, when they get great service, it's very easy to talk about.
Our goal is to provide Disney-level service, and a big piece of the service we provide is why I'm partnered with Sergio and Stan, because it's a package deal. And the biggest win we get is when a client, and we just had one, that closed last week that said, man, that was easy.
Isn't that great?
And when they say it was easy and they felt like it was almost too easy, I was like, you just made my weekend, because that means, you know, with Sergio, who he did the loan, it was smooth as sailing. All the negotiations on the legal side Stan took care of. And from us, it was just to hear that was awesome.
Well, I think in real estate, you have to do your homework before you start the process. Right, Sergio? What about you?
I agree. And I think the reason we have a pretty good success rate between the three of us is because we do your homework for you guys. Mark does the homework, I do, and so does Stan on behalf of the client. So we're taking care of a lot of that right up front.
Now, what about your greatest accomplishments in 2015 and where you're projecting? I know you're part of this winning team, but what do you see coming up?
So my biggest accomplishments for 2015 is I was actually a 3-year recipient of the 5-Star Award. So that was very nice. I made President's Club for my company, which is the top 1%. So I was very grateful for that. And we have grown, and I've added another assistant to our team. So to me, that was my biggest accomplishment. And obviously, we're looking to still have a small growth in 2016, but make sure that we still provide that top one service to all our clients.
Quality service. I mean, it really does set people apart. What do you see, Stan, for you?
I think my biggest accomplishment in 2015 was something that's not really documented anywhere, but some of the clients that we've helped on a pro bono level, stay in their homes. Every once in a while we'll get some clients who are struggling to make their mortgage payments, and they're facing foreclosure, and they don't know what options are out there and what kind of programs are available. And at least in Cook County, the circuit court has a mediation program. That's a really awesome tool if you can take advantage of it. But a lot of homeowners don't know about it, or they can't afford to get legal help to kind of steer them in the right direction. And, so I've had some clients in 2015 that were on the verge of losing their homes, and we were able to get them into the mediation program in Cook County and ultimately get them loan modifications to stay in their properties.
They will never forget you.
They won't. I mean, actually, one of the clients that I had was a referral from Mark for a short sale, and they turned out to not do a short sale, and we were able to keep them in their house through a loan modification. So, it's that kind of stuff is rewarding, because a lot of times lawyers get a bad rap that, the only reason we're in it is to make money, and it's not always the case.
Well, I see that with you, Stan, especially working with Sergio and Mark here. And just like what you said with the short sale, I mean, most people will not go that way if they think that there's monetary value over there for themselves. And you were going to say?
I was going to say, with that particular client, I was happier than can be that they weren't going to sell. These people lived in their home for over 40 years, and it was emotionally so devastating. So for me, it's not always about selling the house. It's what's in the best interest of the client. And the fact that he was able to help them stay there, that altered their life. I mean,
there's nothing for that. That's another five-star award there.
That's why Mark is a great guy, really, because a lot of agents would be upset that, that I steered the clients, or let them know that they might be able to keep their home as opposed to, just doing a short sale. Mark's not one of those guys.
I think a lot of it's a gut feeling, too, when you start to work with people and you want to work with a real estate winning trifecta. I can say so much about these three people. They definitely will do your homework for you. And coming up next, we're going to get their words of wisdom for the day, all right here on Aging Info Radio.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center, 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
Susie Zawacki says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio from the ControlMyCare.info studio.
Yes, we've been talking about real estate today, and if you're buying or selling your home, you want my winning trifecta. There are three extraordinary people with a whole plethora of other people that can help you with the transition. But Mark, you're the senior real estate concierge, and why don't you give us your words of wisdom for the day?
Don't Google.
Don't Google.
Well, most people, if
Did
they
you
need
say
to
giggle?
Find- No, Google. You can Google anything else you want, but when it comes to, if you're going to be selling your home or you're going to, you need to move, you know, people will Google and find someone that they don't know or trust. With, you know, I've done so much research and relationship building with the best of the best. Call me. We can sit down. Even if you're not ready to do this for a long time, start the conversation. So you get an idea of the timeline, come up with a game plan, and let's work through the plan. Whether it's in a week
number.
Or my cell phone is 847-606-5272. That's the best way to get me.
Great. And that's RantisPropertyGroup.com. How about you, Sergio? What is your words of wisdom?
My words of wisdom are going to be, if you are going to Google, make sure you Google Sergio Gingrande.
There you go. That's a great giggle.
So what I would say is documents, documents, documents. Just make sure that you know any large deposits, any income, just make sure you keep your documents and be well prepared for when that time does come.
And get them to you.
Yes.
Yes. And your phone number?
847-489-7742.
That's great. And Stan, your words of wisdom.
Well, usually when you tell somebody to call your lawyer, it's not a good thing. But if you're buying and selling a house and you kind of want to take the stress out of the process, give me a call. I'll be more than happy to walk you through the entire process from start to finish to let you know what to expect so that nothing comes as a surprise to you along the way.
And give out your number.
Sure. My number is 847-647-2088.
And as I've said, I've got the winning trifecta for real estate here. That's Mark, Stan, and Sergio. Thank all of you for being my guests today on Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Sue.
Thanks, Sue.
All right, and if you're eligible for Social Security, contact my safe money man, John O'Connor. He will teach you all that you need to know about becoming eligible for Social Security and choosing when and why to take it. This huge decision will impact your financial future for the rest of your life. Call John O'Connor at 847-274-2681 or visit aginginforadio.com and click on the O'Connor and Associates logos for seminars in the evening in your area. And my Paws Pooch up for adoption today at our favorite no-kill shelter, Paws Chicago, is Amos McGee, a 3-month-old male hound mix puppy. Go to pawschicago.org or call 773-935-PAWS, and Amos McGee is waiting with his paws crossed for you to come and give him a forever home. Right, Daisy, that's Amos McGee. And I just want to thank my guests again today. I can't say enough about this winning real estate trifecta. They're just extraordinary at what they do. And make sure you check out the Keller Williams logo at aginginforadio.com. And all of their information will be listed along with our podcast on our website. And I'm Susie Zawacki, your host. And until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Imagine.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
Reject the notion that when people age, they're no longer active or productive. Embrace the revolutionary concept of senior living with Bright Oaks Group. A researched new approach to elder care, Bright Oaks differs from other senior communities. We believe all people possess potential no matter our age. Only a handful of master suites are available at the state-of-the-art Bright Oaks community in Aurora. Reserve your suite today. Call 630-892-8800 or visit brightoaksgroup.com to see what senior living can be in Chicagoland.
What's happening? What does it mean? Why is it important? We've got the answer. AM 560, The Answer. WIND.